RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Michelle, did you know that as you age, that everything you do during the day in terms of the timing actually starts to shift? Isn't that wild?
Who's aging, by the way?
Okay, gosh, I'm not even going to go there. There are those who are in denial. And there are those who just embrace nature. What can I say? So we have with us Ingrid Perler, who is a pediatric and adult sleep and nutrition consultant. She's an expert in the sleep and the timing thing, like your daily schedule. This is such a fascinating new way to look at life. And that is, you know, when you're 20, it's different than when you're, you know, 50. So, Ingrid, welcome to Her Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's exciting
so
to be
why
here.
Did different age groups need to schedule their day at different times? Why?
Well, because the amount of melatonin that their body is producing changes as they age. So there's a certain point at 30 that things start shifting. And so as you get older, you start waking up earlier and you start going to bed earlier, believe it or not.
So you start waking
up earlier and going to bed earlier. Well, this is where those specials happen for, you know, when your grandmother and grandfather go to dinner, or maybe your mom and dad, and the dinner starts at, like, you know, 5:30 instead of when we normally go.
Instead of 9 o'clock.
Instead of 9 o'clock at night, you know? Yeah. I mean, and there it is. So what other things are shifting during the day? It's not just, you know, what time you wake up, but what are the other things that are going on that are related to the aging process and your daily schedule?
Everything from digestive system, around the time of the day that your digestive system is cleansing itself, also the optimal times to work out when you have your most amount of energy. So at one point it used to be, you know, it was recommended to work out in the morning, but it's not across the board for everyone. It really depends where you are. In what age group you fall under, whether or not it's going to make sense to work out early in the morning. Actually, the older that you are, you want to work out in the morning because that's when you have the most energy. You're awake earlier compared to, let's say, somebody in their 20s that really doesn't get the amount of testosterone in their body until later in the afternoon. But that age group is also waking up much later.
Right. So they're not, I was going to say the hormones have to have some effect on it. So what do so what happens, Ingrid, with people who are in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s and 50s? You know, is it, what time do they need to wake up?
And do other things too.
Yes, we have to.
Oh, what other things?
We definitely have to chat about. What other things? Something that everybody needs.
Oh, okay. So, well, let's talk.
So just to kind of answer your first question, what we expect the wake-up time, the younger you are, the later the wake-up time, you really, the amount of melatonin in your body doesn't start to decrease until about 10 o'clock in the morning. If you're in your 20s, compared to when you're in your 70s, that you'll notice that you'll actually start waking up around 5:30 in the morning. Right?
Exactly.
So
yeah, that's true.
Now, interestingly enough, something that does kind of span all across the board is the time that you should be having sex, usually right before sleep time, so right before bedtime.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Are we talking about that as you get older, we're talking about an afternoon delight? Is that what's happening? I'm just asking, just saying.
Yeah, or even morning delight. Remember, they're waking up really early, and that's when they should really, you know, go out for a brisk walk, and they have tons of energy. But over across the board, any time before bedtime is actually the best time to have sex because it definitely gets your body into a very relaxed state, and then you're able to fall asleep much faster. That's probably one of the only things that you can do across all ages right before sleep. Everything else changes up.
You can do that all day long then. Is that what you're
That's
telling
right.
me?
Don't be offended.
Well, I like that.
Well,
I can be relaxed.
Michelle is relieved, and she's really enjoying this segment tremendously.
Yeah,
as
like,
are
oh,
most of our
okay.
her, as all the ladies out there in her radio land. So when you're looking at this, you know, we're trying to find, like, help us understand the most productive time of day for people. You've got larks, you've got owls, but based upon what you recommend as a sleep expert and someone who is yeah. trying to fit that day, what are the productive hours?
Are we talking about work or productive
work,
in the sense
work.
Of things that are like physical? Okay, so productivity really is great in about 2 to 2.5 hours from the time that you wake up in the morning. So for those people, you know, those that are in their 20s, ideally they're not starting work until about noon. And for those that are in their 50s and 60s, around 10 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Those in their 70s, 8 o'clock in the morning would be the best time because it's 2 to 2.5 hours from the time that you wake up.
Dear
That's
God, I'm acting like a...
Alert.
Well, that means I'm acting like a 70-year-old right now.
I was going to say, you got a problem, Pam.
I know, man. I'm up there. What about even? We've got larks and owls. We got people working all night and
I don't
other
sleep
people.
At all. How's that? What?
I know.
What age
yeah. How about yeah. her? She's 24/7.
Now you're throwing into kind of how society is. So biologically, that's not necessarily how we're wired. But when you throw environmental factors and kind of how light society functions, you're going to have your larks. And you're going to have those, you know, that really just are really early morning people. And, but we don't know if that's totally natural because it could be, you know, a change based on the type of work that they're doing.
Okay. So Ingrid, for example, I don't require a lot of sleep, right? I sleep about 4 hours a day or 4 hours a night. And as I've gotten, and that's happened as I've gotten older. When I was younger, I required more sleep. Today, I don't require as much. But I hear a lot of women complain about that they just can't sleep at all. They wake up at 2 a.m. and that's it. And they can't go back to sleep. What do you recommend for people like that? Because that seems to happen like 30s, 40s.
So we have to start looking at, there is a biological thing that is happening around that time. Depends what's happening in your body. Also look at kind of what you're eating before you go to sleep and how you're falling asleep. The way we go down to sleep is the way we're going to expect to go back to sleep every time we wake. Are we falling asleep, you know, reading an ebook? Are we falling asleep watching an iPad or watching TV? These are things that are going to impact how we sleep. Also, drinking too much before you go to bed or just drinking in general can impact the second half of your night. So that second half of the sleep where you're supposed to get into that deep REM sleep and add more deep REM as you sleep longer.
Right.
If depending on what's happening throughout the day, that can affect what's happening. So I would always recommend you need to log to find out what's best for you. When I hear someone say, you know, I'm really good with 4 or 4.5 hours, you can get by with 4 or 4.5 hours. But what it does to your body is a different thing. It's still
Uh-oh.
Not enough sleep.
Well, okay, Michelle, we've outed you. And there you are with your 4 hours, but and making sure that whatever we do is, you know, we're not staring at those damn screens, you know, before we go to
exactly.
bed. And then the first thing
Which
we do is grab
do.
A screen in the morning. Yeah. All right, we've been talking to Ingrid Perler, who is a pediatric and adult sleep and nutrition consultant, and she's been helping us understand how to make your daily schedule work with your age, believe it or not. Her website is babysleepwhisperer.com. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Ladies, don't take those devices to bed with you or you won't sleep. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.